This afternoon, I have the pleasure of talking with Dr. Ann Belcher. Dr. Belcher is an associate professor at Johns Hopkins University. Ann has devoted her career to helping faculty develop their skills and their career, and I'm just delighted that the readers of Nurse Educator will have a chance to hear some of Ann's reflections. Ann, could you just tell us a little bit about your career first?
Yes, Marilyn, I'm delighted to have this opportunity to speak with you and share some of my experiences. I really began my career as a faculty member at Florida State University, and I did a lot of clinical teaching back then and realized that there was so much I still needed to learn about being a good teacher, and that's why I pursued my doctoral degree in higher education. And then through the years, I've had wonderful opportunities to teach at a number of different schools. And I have also had experience, as you indicated, in faculty development, as well as baccalaureate, master's, and doctoral education. Now at Johns Hopkins University, I am, as you said, an associate professor, and I also am co-director of the Office for Teaching Excellence.
Before we look at some of the questions I've written, tell us a little bit about your role for the Center. You said the Center for Teaching Excellence. I think readers would, and people who listen to the podcast would be interested in knowing a little bit more about the Center.
Yes, this was established by our former dean, and it really was to show her commitment to faculty development. And so we have several components. One, of course, is providing brown bags, workshops, seminars, and conferences for our faculty on topics of interest to them and strategies about which they want to learn more. We also offer scholarships to a variety of academic programs where they can learn more about being an effective nurse educator. We have what we call SOTL grants, Scholarship of Teaching and Learning, which faculty can apply for to support pilot work around an issue in nursing education. And then we have a variety of other resources like editorial support for manuscripts, review of posters and PowerPoint presentations, and then we do a lot of mentoring of individuals who are new to the faculty. The other thing that we offer is the Nurse Educator Certificate option, which is a series of 8 online courses. The student can take 4 of those courses for 12 credits and earn a certificate, and we found that many of our DNP students in particular want that certificate because they are interested in pursuing an academic career.
Well, that's very interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Let me ask a couple of questions, Ann. As you reflect back over the last 40 years, what has changed in nursing education and how we teach students?
Oh, my goodness. Well, there have been a lot of changes, of course, Marilyn. The ones that I thought I would particularly focus on were, first of all, the movement from lecturing to large groups of students to more active learning, even with large groups, but certainly in smaller groups. And that's been, for me, very exciting because I enjoy getting groups to work together and having the students participate in their own learning. And I find that they enjoy this and they tend to stay more involved with that. The other thing that I've really noticed in the years that I've been teaching is the increasing diversity of our students. When I first started teaching, they were all either high school graduates or 2 years out of a community college. And now our average student at Hopkins is about 26 years old and has a prior degree. And I think we're seeing more and more of that throughout nursing education. We also, to my joy, are seeing more cultural diversity, more lifestyle diversity, and individuals who come to us with a rich variety of experiences, so they truly are adult learners. I also teach primarily online now, and that was a bit of an adjustment because I love being the stage on the stage, or at least the guide on the side, to use those familiar expressions. And yet I've been very pleased with the types of technology made available to us to enhance the learning of students and keep them actively engaged. I use techniques that students tell me, help them feel as though I am connected with them and they with me and with one another. I am not directly involved in simulation, but I also see that as a change that's had a tremendous impact on clinical instruction in particular, although I'm intrigued with the idea of using it in helping individuals learn to be more effective faculty, and we have done a little bit of that here at Hopkins. And the other thing that I think is very dramatic and impacts me as a faculty developer is the increasing use of preceptors and part-time instructors, which has a lot of implications for the work that I do now as a person focused on faculty development. Are individuals with strong clinical expertise who want to be teachers and need support in making that transition.
Okay, and thank you very much for that that reflection. I think that a lot of our listeners will agree with you in terms of the active learning and student engagement. I wanted to ask if you could reflect and share with us some of the lessons that you learned as a teacher.
Yes. The list is probably endless, but the ones that I think would be particularly of interest to those who might listen to this podcast are, first of all, what seems very basic, and that is to be reliable and responsive in working with students. Sometimes I think they expect an immediate response on email or by phone, and so I set parameters as to when I'm available, but then I commit to addressing their issues in that time frame, including when they'll get feedback on an assignment or a grade. I also think it's very important to listen carefully to what the student is saying, and listening is such a challenging skill for all of us. I think sometimes we have the answer to the student's question or problem before they have fully defined what the issue is, and so that's another important lesson. I also think obviously it's important for us to stay up to date on our subject matter and on strategies, which is very challenging and again gives me the opportunity to offer faculty development and seek it for myself. I think, too, that we need to remember that teaching is an art, but we do have increasing amounts of evidence on which to base our teaching, and I like to share that with the students, that here's the rationale for this instructional strategy or for this evaluation strategy, and I find faculty are wanting that kind of support for their decisions as well. I think one of the greatest joys I have, and I've learned through the years the tremendous rewards that it offers to me, is mentoring students who want to become teachers and new teachers who want to be really good teachers. And so I find that any one of us who has a rich variety of experiences and knowledge to share should offer what we have to those who want to be good teachers, because they need us and we benefit greatly from our work with them.
Well, thank you so much, Anne, for spending some time this afternoon to share your reflections and your experiences with our listeners and readers of Nurse Educator.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Marilyn. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.